From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly ordered his aides to prepare for an extension of the Strait of Hormuz blockade, rejecting a deal with Iran. South Korea's industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment all rise in March despite the Middle East conflict. And the government begins taking steps to improve its E-9 visa for non-professional employment to increase benefits for higher-skilled foreign workers. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly ordered his aides to prepare for an extension of the Strait of Hormuz blockade, rejecting a deal with Iran. As his critics raise concerns about the ongoing conflict, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth slammed detractors, labeling lawmakers who opposed the effort as the biggest adversary. Gui Jin has the details.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he does not want to end his naval blockade on Iranian ports, apparently rejecting Iran's proposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, as such an agreement would postpone discussions of Iran's nuclear program. In a phone interview with the online news service Axios on Wednesday, Trump called the blockade somewhat more effective than the bombing and said Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. The Wall Street Journal, CNN, and other media reported that Trump met with energy executives a day earlier to discuss potential measures for extending the blockade for several months, if necessary, while minimizing its impact on American consumers. American public sentiment is increasingly turning against the consequences of the war, including its financial costs, which have caused Trump's approval ratings to sink to new lows. During a congressional hearing on the conflict held Wednesday, a senior Pentagon official informed lawmakers that Washington had spent $25 billion on the Iran war so far. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth condemned opposition to the war during the hearing, referring to lawmakers who criticized the effort as the biggest adversary the administration faces. He compared Iran's nuclear ambitions to those of North Korea and described Pyongyang's missile program as a lesson for legislators, asserting that the regime had amassed enough ballistic missiles to blackmail the region and the world. Gui Jin, KBS World Radio News.
The Defense Ministry confirmed on Thursday there have been no discussions regarding a reduction of U.S. troops in South Korea after U.S. President Donald Trump said the Pentagon was considering reducing the number of its troops in Germany. Ministry spokesperson Jung Min-na told reporters during a regular briefing that there has been no discussion between Seoul and Washington about reducing American military personnel in the country when asked about the situation. Jung stressed the main task of U.S. Forces Korea is to establish a strong joint defense posture to curb and respond to North Korea's aggression and provocations. The spokesperson said the two sides will continue to hold close consultations to ensure a stable presence of U.S. troops and strengthen joint defense posture. Trump said in a social media post on Wednesday that the United States is studying and reviewing the possible reduction of troops in Germany with a determination to be made over the next short period of time. South Korea's industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment all rose in March despite the war in Iran. According to the Ministry of Data and Statistics monthly industrial statistics report released Thursday, industrial production edged up 0.3% from the previous month to 118.3 in March. The gains in industrial output were led by finance, insurance, transportation, and storage in the service industry, which jumped 1.4%, and automobiles and other areas in mining and manufacturing, which rose 0.3%. Retail sales rose 1.8%, and sales of durable goods such as telecommunications devices and home appliances jumped 9.8%. Facility investment increased 1.5%, primarily due to increased spending on transportation equipment, which jumped 5.2%. Samsung Electronics announced record earnings for the second consecutive quarter in the wake of the semiconductor supercycle. In a press release on Thursday, the company reported an operating profit of 57.2 trillion won, or around 38.5 billion US dollars in the January to March period, an increase of more than eightfold from a year earlier. Sales jumped 69.2% to 133.9 trillion won, with net profits surging nearly sixfold to 47.2 trillion won. Samsung posted record quarterly sales and operating profit, beating the previous highs from 3 months earlier. The tech giant attributed the record performance to robust sales of high-margin AI chips and rising memory prices. With Kevin Warsh set to take office next month as the next chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve, the Bank of Korea's senior deputy governor, Yoo Sang-dae, says there is greater uncertainty over the future path of U.S. monetary policy. Presiding over a market inspection meeting at the central bank on Thursday, Yoo said there had been a significant divergence of opinions during the U.S. Federal Open Market Committee meeting overnight, with an emphasis on inflation stemming from rising oil prices. The remarks come after the Fed held its key interest rate steady in the 3.5 to 3.75% range for the third straight session in a vote that saw four dissenters, the highest number since 1992. The BOK's senior deputy governor said concerns are growing that the Iran war could drag on amid stalled peace talks between Washington and Tehran. The South Korean government has begun taking steps to improve its E-9 visa for non-professional employment to increase benefits for higher-skilled foreign workers and better manage workforce supply and demand. KBS learned on Wednesday that the Ministry of Employment and Labor is in discussions with related ministries about the possibility of creating E-9-1, E-9-2, and E-9-3 subcategories. Under the plan, workers who improve their skills, for example, by obtaining job-related certificates, could move to a higher tier and enjoy greater benefits such as ease restrictions on changing jobs and the ability to bring their families over. The Foreign Employment Permit System, introduced in 2004, allows small and mid-sized companies to employ non-professional foreign workers if they can't fill the vacancies with South Korean nationals. Foreign workers who enter the country under the system are initially permitted to stay up to 4 years and 10 months on E-9 visas, but this can be extended to 9 years and 8 months. The Supreme Court has upheld guilty verdicts for 18 people who participated in a riot at the Seoul Western District Court in January of last year to protest a court decision to keep former President Yoon Suk-yeol in detention over his martial law bid. The top court on Thursday upheld lower court rulings for the 18 individuals who were convicted of trespassing and other charges related to the riot at the courthouse. They were among 49 people who were put on trial and sentenced to probation or time in prison on August 1, 2025. In addition, the top court upheld a 2 million won fine for documentary director Jung Yoon-suk, who claimed he entered the court building with a camera to record the riot to serve the public interest. In the pre-dawn hours of January 19 last year, Yoon supporters stormed the Seoul Western District Court and smashed windows to enter the building, damaging property in protest of his detention. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 92.03 points, or 1.38% on Thursday, to close at 6,598.87. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 27.91 points, or 2.29%, to close at 1,192.35. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.